Well, good evening and welcome again to part three of our evangelism training seminar.
大家伴郎好，欢迎回到我们布道训练的第三集。
We are so excited about the things that we've been learning so far.
我们非常兴奋，我们已经学习到这么多东西了。
What a blessing it is to be equipped with the tools to win souls for Christ.
非常赐福于这些工具能够为基督赢得生灵。
Whether you're here with us or watching on the DVD, we welcome you this evening.
不论你在现场还是看着录影带，我们也欢迎你来到这里。
We want to begin with a word of prayer.
我们要以祷告做开始。
Ask God's blessing to be with us.
要求上帝的赐福与我们同在。
Father in heaven, tonight we thank you so much again that we can be in your presence.
天父上帝，今天我们要求你与我们同在。
We thankful that we can learn from the great master.
我们感谢你可以从我们的最伟大的老师学习。
We can learn from God's evangelist, your son Jesus.
上帝的布道师，你的儿子耶稣学习。
We pray today that you would be with us as we learn together.
我们今日祷告你会与我们同在，让我们一起学习。
And you would give us a passion for those lost souls all around us.
你会给我们一个热情，一个负担，为了就是
And as we learn your methods, that you will help these become practical in our own life.
当我们学习的时候，让我们应用在我们的生命当中。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Last night we looked at Christ's method alone as having success in our soul-winning efforts.
所以我们看到唯独基督的方法会给我们真正的成功赢得生灵。
I just want to quickly review Christ's method with you.
很快的，我们回顾一下基督的方法。
From the book Ministry of Healing, page 143.
扶正权143页。
It says Christ's method alone will give true success in reaching the people.
所以唯独基督的方法会给我们真正成功赢得生灵。
What kind of success will it give us?
给我们怎样的成功呢？
True success.
真正的成功。
It says he mingled with men as one who desired their good.
他说与人交流要他们得益处。
He showed his sympathy for them.
施展他们他的怜悯。
He ministered to their needs.
帮助他们的需要。
And he won their confidence.
并且赢得他们的信心。
And if we follow this same principle, it will do the same for us.
如果我们跟随同样四个步骤的话，也会，我们也能够得到真正的成功。
And when he won their confidence, she says, then he bade them come and follow me.
赢得信心过后，就说跟随我吧。
Last night we learned the error of bonsai evangelism.
所以我们探讨到这个攻击性布道的这个错误。
We found that is not Christ's method.
我们发现这不是基督的方法。
We also saw that just being the silent witness is not quite enough.
我们发现只做一个沉默的见证不是足够的。
But evangelism must become an active part of our own personal life.
布道是我们生命中一个活跃的一部分。
I heard someone once call it evangel living.
有人曾经说过是一个布道的生活。
In other words, that our entire life must be one big evangelistic series.
我们整个生命就好像一整场很大的布道会。
So the process is very simple.
这个过程是非常简单的。
First, we must make friends.
我们先要交朋友。
We must win the confidence.
我们要赢得信心。
And then that person is sharing.Then we can share God's word.
之后我们就能分享上帝的话。
It's very similar to gardening.
非常与这个耕田非常相似。
If you go out to the garden and you plant some seeds,
如果你去园里你撒一些种子
，and you put some fertilizer there and some water there,
放一些肥料，放一些水
，and you go home and you go to bed,
你回家睡觉时
，and come back the next day,
隔一天来
，can you expect the crop to be ready for harvest?
那个植物就生长可以收割了吗？
That's foolish, isn't it?
那是非常愚蠢的。
But it takes time.
需要时间。
You have to cultivate the land.
你要耕田。
You have to plant the seed.
你要撒种。
You have to take care of the soil.
你要照顾这个泥土。
Pull out the weeds.
拔出野草。
And as time passes, that plant will grow larger and larger.
时间 随着时间的过去，职务越来越大。
It's the same way with winning souls for Christ.
跟为基督赢的圣灵是一样的道理。
We have to go through the process of winning confidence, winning trust.
我们要经历赢得信别人信心的过程。
You remember we said that only friends can bring friends to Jesus.
唯独朋友能带朋友到基督面前。
So be a friend and develop trust.
所以要做个朋友，要产生这信心。
And then share God's word.
并且分享上帝的话语。
So how do we get to know people? We asked last night.
和认识别人呢?
We ask questions.
我们问问题。
You remember we said that Jesus in the Gospels was a master at asking all kinds of questions.
记得我们昨晚说到耶稣是一个问问题的大师。
Then we said share what God has done with you, for you.
然后他就说分享上帝为你做的事。
And then listen, listen, listen.
然后我们就说听听听。
Listen for opportunities where someone might be crying out spiritually.
要听取机会，可能有人属灵上的饥渴，属灵上的在喊叫。
Maybe they say something like, "I've just gone through a terrible divorce."
可能他们说我经过一个非常惨痛的离婚。
Or my loved one just passed away.
我的亲人刚刚过世。
I wonder what's happening to them now.
我在想他们现在应该发生什么事。
Or my child is sick and I don't know what to do.
或者我孩子生病了，我不知道做什么。
We look and listen for needs in people's lives.
我们看并且听别人在生命中的需要。
And that will give us opportunities to begin to share what God has done for us.
就会给我们机会。分享上帝为我们做的见证。
So we need to get out of the box.
所以我们要走出我们的框框。
Get out of our comfort zones.
走出这个舒服的地带。
When Jesus left heaven, do you think he was out of his comfort zone?
当耶稣离开天国的时候，你觉得他是离开他舒服的地带吗？
Absolutely.
当然是。
So what we want to do tonight is we want to take Christ's method and put it into our lives practically.
我们今天要做的是实际的把基督的方法带入我们生命中。
Now, you know, many of our churches are very, very friendly.
我们很多教会非常的友善。
But they often are only friendly with each other.
但是友善的只是对自己的教友。
I like to call them the frozen chosen.
是冷冻的并且是选择性的这个友善。
Many times the people in the churches are very cold towards visitors.
他们对这些来宾非常的冷漠。
They don't intend to be.
他们不是故意的。
But people are so nervous about talking to the visitors.
但是人们非常紧张要与这些来宾说话。
And they get so nervous that they just want to close down. They just want to go away.
他们如此的紧张到他们不想去他们那里。
Someone walks through the door who's never been to the church before.
如果一个没有来过教堂的人走入教堂的大门。
And it's like everyone stops.
每个人突然间停。
And they say, oh no, there's a visitor.
我们说惨了，有来宾啊。
Who's going to talk to them?
谁要跟他讲话?
The pastor isn't here.
牧师不在啊。
And everyone gets nervous.
每个人开始紧张。
They all look at each other.
他们看看对方。
And they just don't know what to do.
他们什么都不知道要做什么。
Have you ever had that experience before?
你曾经有这个经历吗?
Most of our churches are that way.
我们很多的教会都是这样的。
We are often friendly, but only friendly with each other.
我们很多时候非常的友善，可是只是对自己的教友非常的友
善。But God wants us to be friendly with everyone that comes to the church doors. Amen.
上帝要我们对每一个踏入教堂大门的人都友善。
What I want to teach you tonight.
今天我要教导你的。
Is a way that you can start a conversation with someone no matter where you are or what you're doing.
是一个方式你能与别人开始交谈的方法。
Anytime, anywhere, any place.
无论你在哪里，什么时候都能够。
You can be a witness for Christ.
你可以为耶稣做见证。
And I'm going to teach you how to start a conversation with a complete stranger, whether at the grocery store, the bus stop, or wherever.
无论你在超级市场或者巴士站，你也能够与一个完全陌生的人交谈。
Now we have a lot of acronyms tonight in English, but you'll be able to understand the points in Chinese.
在英文里有这种缩短的文字，可是我们仍然在华语里解释。
And the first practical way to do this is called the Fort Method.
这个称为英文里称为 Fort 的方法。
How many of you have heard of the Fort Method?
你们谁当中有听过这个 Fort 的方法？
Some of you have heard of that before.
有些人有听过。
It's a great way to start a conversation.
是一个非常好的方法开始与人交谈。
Now, have you ever been in a conversation with someone and you're talking with them and things are going pretty well?
你有没有曾与别人交谈，事情似乎非常好。
But then that conversation comes to an awkward silence.
直到突然间有一个非常尴尬的一个安静的场面。
And you just don't know what else to say.
你不知道要继续说什么。
But you know you should say something more.
但是你觉得你应该需要说更多东西。
Has that happened to you before?
有曾经发生在你身上吗？
It's happened to me many times.
在我身上发生许多次。
And I get uncomfortable.
我非常的不舒服。
And all we know what to do is say, well, hope you have a great day. We'll see you later.
我们说希望你的这一天会过得很好。
Or we'll talk to you next time.
或者下一次再跟你说话。
That can be a little bit nervous. And it's not a good thing to do. It doesn't leave a good impression on the person.
这不是一个很好的结局，不给别人不好的印象。
So how do I engage in conversation with this person?
所以与这个人如何交谈呢？
Remember the Fort method.
记得这个 Fort 的方法。
It stands for family.
是说到家庭。
Occupation.
职业。
Religion,
宗教,
and testimony.
还有见证。
And every time that you get in a place where it comes to, where you have that experience, that awkward silence, you can come back to this Fort method and know what to say next.
每当我们到这个刚刚安静的场面的时候，我们可以回到这个 Fort 的方法来想要如何继续的交谈。
So let's suppose that I've started a conversation with someone.
可能我开始与人交谈了。
Or let's back up, even if I want to start the conversation.
我开始要与人交谈。
Let's say that visitor comes through my church door.
一个来宾进入教堂的大门。
And I walk up to them and I greet them.
我来到他们面前说你好。
And I always start with my name. Hello, my name is Wes.
我常常以我的名字开始。Hello, 我的名字叫 Wes.
What is their natural response?
他们的下一个反应当然是什么呢？
To tell me what?
告诉我什么呢?
Their name also, right?
告诉我他们的名字, 对吗?
So I tell him my name is Wes.
对, 我就说, Hi, 我的名字叫 Wes.
And he will tell me his name.
他就会跟我说他的名字。
And I just tell them, we're so glad that you're with us here today.
我就说我非常高兴与我同在。
Thank you for coming.
感谢你今天来到。
We hope that you feel very welcome here today.
希望你觉得感到受非常欢迎。
It's a pleasure to have you with us.
非常高兴你和我们同在。
That's very easy, isn't it?
非常容易的这样说，对吗？
Many of us are so nervous about it.
很多时候我们非常的紧张。
That we just freeze up when we think about talking to somebody.
我们想跟陌生人说话的时候几乎冻结了。
I know it's especially prevalent here in the Chinese culture.
特别在我们华人的文化里，特别是这样。
I remember I'm going to tell a story about my driver.
我要说一到一个故事关于我的司机。
I heard that he was so nervous to talk to me.
他是这么紧张要跟我说话。
That he made someone else sit up front so that he didn't have to talk to me. He could talk to them.
他让另一个人坐在我的坐在前面，好让他能跟我说话。
And I found that out later, so I sat up front on purpose so he would have to talk to me.
我之后就发现了，我就故意就坐在前面，逼他要跟我说话。
But it's not a natural thing. Many people are not just naturally outgoing.
很多时候，很多人不是天生的开放的。
But it doesn't mean that you can't change.
不代表你不能改变。
Did Jesus change when he came from heaven?
耶稣从天国来是否有改变呢?
A lot of things changed in his life, didn't he?
在他生命中非常多的事情改变了。
And so after I've greeted this person,
所以我对这个人一开始交谈之后,
I can move to the Fort method now.
我可以进入这个 Fort 的方法。
And I begin asking them questions about what's the first point.
我开始问他们问题，第一个是什么呢?
I start asking them about their family.
第一个是家庭。
So I might ask them the question, are you from this area?
所以我可能就问他们，你从这地区来的吗?
Do you live in town here?
你住在这里镇上吗?
Is your family here with you today?
你的家人今日与你同在吗?
Are you married?
你结婚了吗?
Do you have children?
你有小孩吗?
Are you originally from this area or were you born somewhere else?
你原本是从这里来或者你原本是在其他的地方?
Now I have to be careful of something.
有时候我们要非常小心一件事。
That I'm not, that it doesn't seem like I'm bombarding them with questions.
不要好像我们一直在用问题来轰炸他们。
I got to be very careful of that.
我当然要非常小心这一点。
But I ask them a question.
但是当我问他问题的时候。
They answer.
他们会回答。
And then I share the same thing about myself.
我就用一样的问题来分享我自己。
And oftentimes you'll find that this will carry you into another conversation about something else.
很多时候我们发现这种方法能够让我们进入另外一个话题来交谈。
That's okay.
非常的可以接受的。
The main point is just to continue to talk with them.
主要的原因就是要与他们继续的交谈。
So then,we come to that awkward silence.
所以我们来到这个尴尬寂静的时刻。
What do I do next?
我们下一个是要做什么呢?
I come back to what I was originally sharing with them.
回到我原本与他们在交谈的。
So I asked them, are you from this area? Did you grow up here? We talked for a while.
然后我就问,你在这里成长吗?
We run out of things to say. I come back and then I asked them, are you married? Do you have children?
没有话讲的时候就说你结婚了吗?你有小孩吗?
Then we talk about that for a while.
我们又谈了一会儿。
And you see, it's very easy to carry a conversation like this.
这样子就非常容易的交谈。
So then the second point is occupation.
第二点就是什么?我们的职业。
I asked them, what do you do for work?
我就问他你是什么你做什么工作?
How long have you worked there?
你在那里工作了多久?
Do you enjoy your work?
你喜欢你的工作吗?
What's your favorite part about it?
你工作最喜欢的部分是哪一部分?
What's your least favorite part about it?
最讨厌的部分是哪一部分?
And on, there's all infinite questions I could ask them.
我可以问非常多的问题。
But the most important thing is to remember is to always share when they share.
但是最重要的是当他们分享的时候你同样也要分享。
Because it lets them get to know you as well.
因为这也能够让他们更加认识你。
Now thinking about family and occupation.
讲到我家庭还有职业。
Who do you think is more interested in talking about family?
谁会更加有兴趣说到家庭呢?
Which gender?
哪一个性别?
Women are more interested, right?
女人比较会喜欢说到家
庭。They love to pull out the wallet and let all the pictures fall down of the children, right?
他们喜欢打开他们的钱包啊，全部小孩的照片都掉出来。
They can spend an hour on each child.
每个小孩都讲一个小时。
And it's even worse if it's the grandmother.
如果是祖母啊，
Because then she tells all about the grandchildren, right?
就是说孙子孙女都摆出来讲了。
Who's going to be more interested in talking about the occupation or the work?
工作呢？你觉得哪一个性别比较会有兴趣说
It's the man, right?
是男性对吗
And so depending on who you're talking to, you know which area to focus on more.
所以看着你在与哪一个性别谈话，你就知道你应该专注于哪一个事项。
Now sometimes in your first conversation with them, this may be as far as you get, family occupation.
有时候第一个交谈的时候，你最远能够到这个工作或者家庭。
Because at times religion is a very sensitive subject.
我有时候宗教是一个非常敏感的题目。
So it may take a few conversations for you to get to the third point, which is religion.
可能需要几次的交谈之后才可以到第三点就是宗教
Often if they visit my church
通常如果他们探访我的教会
I get to know them a little bit
我会认识他们一点
And then that same week I will go to their home and carry them a gift
然后同样一样的星期我就会去他们家里拜访 顺便带一个礼物给他们
Maybe a loaf of bread or some cookies
可能面包啊或者几个饼干
And I just visit them for 5 minutes
我就探访他们五分钟
And I say I'm just so happy that you came to visit our church
我就说非常开心你来探访我的教会
Thank you for coming by
非常谢谢你来了。
We just wanted to thank you by giving you this special gift.
我们要给你这特别的礼物来感谢你。
I remember one time I did this.
我记得有一次我这样做。
And the man opened the door.
这个人开了门。
And he was surprised to see me there.
他非常惊讶看见我。
I said, I can't stay long, but I just wanted to stop by.
我说我不能逗留久一点，可是我只是要停一下。
I brought you this gift to thank you for coming to our church.
我要给你这礼物，当做你来我们教会的感谢礼。
He was so surprised.
他非常的惊讶。
He said, "I have never had anyone ever come to my home from a church."
他说我从来没有从教会里有人来拜访我。
Especially the pastor.
特别是牧师。
I am so impressed.
我非常的感到非常的高兴。
Thank you for coming by. I'm going to come to your church again this weekend.
感谢你过来，我这个星期再会再次去你教会。
Just being a little friendly will go a long way.
有一点点友善，你就能够达到非常多的事情。
So once I get to know them, I can then move into the religious aspect.
你一认识他们，就可以进入宗教的这环节。
I ask them, you know, we appreciate you visiting our church.
我就问他们，我非常感谢你探访我的教会。
But I'm just curious, do you have a church that you attend regularly?
那我非常好奇，你是否有一个你常去的教会呢
？What will that tell me?
这会告诉我什么呢？
What type of background they have, right?
他们有什么种的背景呢?
It will tell me if they're religious or non-religious.
会告诉我他们是否是有宗教的。
And if they're religious, it'll tell me what type of religion they believe.
如果他们有宗教的话，他们就会告诉我他们是什么宗教。
Then I know better how to speak to them.
我就知道如何更加的跟他们说话。
And so I engage in them, I ask them questions about what they believe.
所以我就问他们所相信的一些问题。
And then that helps me know more about them.
让我更了解他们，更认识他们。
And then I move into the last part.
之后到最后一个部分。
Which is testimony.
就是见证。
And I'm going to share that with you in just a minute, how to share your personal testimony.
一下子之后我就会跟你说如何分享自己的见证。
So the fourth method is a very easy way to practice, to start a conversation with anyone, anytime, anywhere.
所以 fourth 的方法非常好与别人开始交谈，不论在哪里什么时候都是一样的。
Now if you are watching this on DVD,
如果你在录影带上在观看,
I want you to practice this with each other when you finish watching.
你看完我要你对方来一起训练。
I'm giving you an assignment.
你有一个功课。
And practice the fourth method with each other just as if you were talking to a stranger.
就像跟陌生人一样跟对方一起来练这个 fourth 的方法。
For those of you here as well,
在这里的人也是一样。
At the end, we're going to practice.
在最后我们会训练
so that you get comfortable in doing this.
让我们非常做的时候感到非常的舒服。
The more you do it, the more comfortable you get.
我们越做，我们越会觉得感到会舒服。
There's also a very similar thing that we can do to the fourth method.
对于 fourth method 来说，我们有一个非常相似的能做的事情。
I call this one topics.
这个是一个所谓题目性的这个方法。
And it goes all the way through this acronym.
这个是英文的缩短名词，叫 topic， 就是题目。
The first point stands for today。
这个第一个 T 就是代表今天。
After I greet the person，
我与这个人说，交谈，一开始交谈过后。
What's happening today？
我刚刚问好过后，我就问他今天怎么样了。
Boy, if especially if you're in Malaysia, you can say this.
特别你是马来西亚人，你就可以在这里问到。
Man, it sure is hot outside。
外面真的非常热。
It's humid。
非常的潮湿,
or it's raining.
或者下雨了。
You know, what's going on in the world today, right now?
或者在世界上发生了什么事?
Or it's a beautiful day.
可能是一个非常美丽的一天。
Talk about what's happening now.
说说现在发生的事。
And then secondly, the same as the fourth method is occupation.
第二跟 fourth method 一样的就是你的职业。
That's the O.
这个就是 O 的。
Then the third one is place, partner, and parents.
第三就是地方,这个伴侣,还有父母。
In other words, when you talk about place, where did you grow up? Where were you born? Where do you live now?
所以地方是你哪里成长啊？你哪里在哪里出生啊？你现在在哪里啊？
When you talk about the partner,
你说到伴侣。
You talk about are you married?
说到你结婚了吗？
Do you have children?
你有孩子吗？
Et cetera, et cetera.
之类的问题。
Parents.
说到父母。
What about your parents? Are your parents still alive? Do you take care of them, et cetera?
你父母在哪里啊？你有照顾你父母啊？你父母住在哪里啊
？So what this does is it keeps the conversation moving.
所以这个能继续的让我们跟那个人交谈。
Then you can talk about interests.
所以我们可以说到兴趣。
What do you enjoy doing?
你喜欢做什么呢
？What are your hobbies?
你的这些兴趣爱好是什么
？Some people like gardening.
有些人喜欢在做园里的事情。
Some people like working on cars.
有些人喜欢修车。
Different people like different things.
不同人喜欢不同的事物。
Whatever you find out that they like, ask them about it.
不论你发现他们喜欢什么，你都可以问他们一些问题。
And people will love to tell you.
人们会非常喜欢的跟你说。
I remember one time this one lady.
有一次我跟一个妇女在交谈。
She liked to collect little, like glass birds, porcelain birds.
她喜欢收集这种小小的这个陶瓷的鸟啊。
Another lady loved to collect cats. She had like 35 live cats in her house.
还另外一个非常喜欢收集猫啊，活的猫。她甚至在家里有35只活的猫。
So I started asking her about her cats.
所以我就问他们她的猫的问题。
That was a mistake.
这是一个非常大的错误。
For the next 3 hours,
接下来三个小时
she told me about every cat that lived in her house.
她告诉我们关于每一只住在她家的猫。
By the end of the time, I knew about all her cats, everything you could know about her cats, good and bad, I knew.
跟她交谈之后，我就发现到她猫的每一个好处、坏处、弱点、缺点都知道了。
But you know what?
但是你知道什么吗？
It was time well spent.
是一个非常好的时间。
Because at the end of that time, I had won her confidence.
你交谈过后，我已经赢得她的信心了。
She trusted me because I showed her that I cared about something she was interested in.
她相信我，因为她我展现出我对她的兴趣有所关心。
And she was ready to start doing Bible studies with me.
她也愿意开始与我查经。
Show interest in what people are interested in.
向别人的喜爱爱好展现出一种兴趣。
Then I can talk about current events.
所以你可以说现在的发生的事。
What's happening in the world today?
国际的时事。
This is a great way to start a conversation in the spiritual area.
在属灵方面非常容易兴起这种交谈。
Because let's suppose that maybe an earthquake just took place.
而你说最近有地震发生。
Or a tsunami.
或者一个海啸
or some type of disaster,
或者不同的灾难
or especially in this area in Asia, you know, there's a big deal with North Korea and South Korea.
或者在亚洲，我们与这个南韩和北韩的之间的这个战争。
Find some current event that's happening.
找一些时事在发生的时事。
And say, boy, did you hear on the news about that earthquake that struck yesterday?
说你是否有听见昨天发生的地震呢？
It destroyed almost an entire city.
销毁了几乎整个城市。
It's really sad that these things are happening in the world.
非常的伤心，这些事情在世上发生。
Then you might ask them a question.
可能你就问他们这个问题。
Why do you think these things are happening in the world?
你问我为什么世界上会发生这些事呢？
Is that a good question to ask?
是不是一个非常好的问题呢？
Then they'll give you their reason why.
他们就会给你这个理由为什么。
And then if most of the time it works, unless they just like to talk, 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 talk.
很多时候非常的有效，除非他们只是喜欢讲讲讲。
But eventually they will say to you, after they tell why they think, they will ask you the question, why do you think?
很多时候当你问他们你认为为什么会发生的时候，他们之后就会问你，你认为怎样呢？
Then you have the opportunity to share with them.
你就有这机会与他们交谈。
That the Bible said these things would happen many years ago.
与他们分享圣经很久以前就预言到这些事情的发生。
That right before the end of time, we would see a great increase in earthquakes and disasters.
在末期的时候，我们会看到地震灾难的兴起。
So it's very easy to turn the conversation spiritual when you follow this format.
当我们跟随这个方程式，就非常容易的带入这个属灵的交谈。
And then lastly, share something about yourself.
最后就是分享某些与你自己本身有关系的事。
Now let me tell you.
跟你说。
If this woman shares with you for 3 hours about her cats.
如果这个女士与你分享3个小时关于她的猫。
This is not the right time for you to share 3 hours about your dogs.
不是正确的时间，你分享三个小时关于你的狗的事。
You understand what I'm saying?
你当然了解我在说什么吗？
But share something briefly about yourself.
很简短的分享你某些事。
And again, as you follow this format all the way down, you can be sharing things along the way at each point.
当你跟随这个方程式的时候，当然你在中间你可以参加一些不同关于你自己的事。
Now I don't want you guys to sound like robots, okay?
不需要像机器人一样。
You say, oh, I talked about today, I talked about occupation. What's next? Oh, yes, place, parents. No.
你不要说一开始就要讲今天发生的事，过后职业。哎呀，之后要讲什么？地方还有我的父母。
Just let it be a natural flow.、Okay?
要非常自然的有这个流畅性。
The more you practice this, the more you do it, the more natural it will become for you.
你训练的越多，你做的越多，你当然就会更自然。
And you'll do it without even thinking about it.
你根本不需要想，你就能做到。
But look for opportunities to share something spiritual with them.
但是寻找机会与他们分享属灵的事。
All right, moving along.
我们继续。
Once you have engaged a person and you've spent time with them and they know who you are,
当你与他们交谈，他们认识你是谁的之后，
they begin to see Christ in you because you care for them.
他们开始在你的生命中看见基督，你关心他们。
Then they begin to ask you that dreaded question.
他们就问你这个非常恐怖的问题。
What does your church believe?
你的教堂相信什么呢？
Have you been asked that question before?
有人曾经问过你这个问题吗？
Or let's suppose it's another Christian.
或者可能是另一个基督徒。
And they ask you the question,
他们问你这个问题。
What makes your church different than my church?
你认为你的教会和我的教会有什么不同？
Have you been asked that before?
有人曾经问过你这个问题吗？
And you think, they ask that question and you think, where do I even start, right?
他们问你这个问题之后你就想，哇，我要从哪里开始呢？
And then we take a deep breath.
你就深呼吸。
And we begin to share, the seventh day is the Sabbath. We believe in the Ten Commandments. We believe that Antichrist is... And we just go on and on and on.
你开始分享，第七日就是安息日。我相信十诫，我们要守十诫，还有受的印记是什么什么什么。
And then we drop the bomb.
然后我们就丢下所谓的炸弹。
The bonsai bomb.
这个攻击性的炸弹。
And it explodes and they run away. We never see them again, right?
然后就会爆炸，我们就永远再看不见他们了。
How many of you have heard of the four C's of Adventism? Anybody heard of this before?
你们有谁听过复灵信徒的这个四个 C?
No one's ever heard of this. Good.
没有人听过，非常好。
That means you're learning something new.
就表示你会学到新的东西。
And this is a great way when someone says to you, what do you believe? Or what does your church believe? Or what makes your church different than mine?
这是一个非常好的方式，当别人问你，你的教堂相信什么，有什么不同呢？
You can give them a 5-minute answer.
你可以给他们一个五分钟的解释。
Now, here's the catch.
这是啊，这个重点。
If you see someone on a regular basis,
如果你一直的看见一个人，
and they ask you what you believe,
他们问你你所相信的。
If you give them all the answers about what you believe,
如果你一次过给他们所有的答案，
here's what will happen.
这似乎将会发生的事。
They will, based upon what you say, they will make a judgment that it is different than what they believe, and they will not want to follow that.
根据你所说的，如果与他们的教会相信的不相同，他们就会判断你与他们不同，然后就不会再与你交谈。
So what's the best approach?
所以最好的方法应该是什么呢？
The best approach is to share just a little bit.
最好的方法就是先分享一点点。
And then it will make them curious.
然后让他们有一个好奇心。
And they will want to know more.
他们就要认识更多。
Then I can say to them, if you'd like to know more, I would love to share Bible studies with you.
所以如果你要更加了解的话，你就对他说，你要更好的了解的话，我可以给你一些查经的课程啊。
Or they start asking questions.
或者他们开始问一些问题。
And they ask a question that takes a long time to answer.
或者他们问的问题需要很长的时间来解答。
Like, why do you go to church on Saturday?
是为什么你在星期六去教会？
You can't tell them that in 5 minutes.
你不能五分钟内就解答。
So what, how do you respond?
所以你怎样啊回答呢？
You say, you know, I would love to tell you that, but I cannot fully explain it in 5 minutes.
我非常开心能够跟你分享这一点，但是我五分钟内不能做到。
But I have a wonderful set of Bible studies that I know you would love.
但是我有一个非常好的查经课程，我知道你会非常喜欢。
And they explain this question more fully and lots of other questions you may have.
他们所解释的非常的详细，而且可能解答你一些的问题。
Why don't we sit down together and start studying through those?
为何我们不一起坐下来一起研究这些呢？
We can do one per week for about an hour.
可能每个星期一个小时我们能一起做。
And most people will say yes.
而大多数的人会说要的。
And because it's not a big time commitment.
也不是非常大的时间限制。
And so when someone asks you a question, don't feel like you have to tell them everything.
当有人问你问题的时候，不要觉得你要告诉他们所有的事情。
If you tell them too much, it will satisfy their curiosity and they won't be interested anymore.
如果你告诉他们太多的话，会满足他们好奇心，他们就不要再继续与你交流。
And here's the other principle.
另一个原则是什么呢？
It's because it is not what you tell them that will convince them of the truth.
不是你所告诉他们的会说服他们。
In other words, I can tell them something for 20 minutes.
我可以告诉他们20分钟关于某件事。
That's not going to convince anyone.
这不会说服任何人。
What they need to do is sit down in a systematic Bible study.
他们需要的是坐下来有一个系统化的查经。
And the word of God will convict their hearts of the truth.
而上帝的话就会说服他们的心。
If I just tell them,
如果只是告诉他们，
it doesn't do any good.
一点好处也没有。
So, attract their curiosity.
所以要吸引他们的好奇心。
This is a great way to do it, the four C's.
这四个 C 是非常好的方法。
So someone says, what do you believe?
所以有人说你相信什么？
I say, well, what I believe can be summarized in 4 points.
所以我就说我相信了主要有四点。
This is very simple. It's going to be so simple, you're going to wonder why you didn't think of it.
如此的简单，你在你会想为什么我之前没有想到
？Number one，
第一
，is we believe that Christ, Jesus Christ, is the Son of God。
我们相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
He is eternal。
他是永恒的。
He has always existed。
他一直的存在。
And he is fully divine。
他也是完全的神圣。
If that person is a Christian，
如果那个人是一个基督徒
，does that satisfy any？Unrest that they may have.
会满足他们有一些的不平吗？
In other words, there are certain Christian groups that do not believe that Jesus is fully the Son of God.
会有些基督徒的啊主基督教的人不相信基督是神的儿子。
But most Christians do.
当然，大多数的基督徒都相信。
So that will satisfy their unsurety that you really believe in Christ.
所以这能满足他们的不。不安，你可能不相信基督。
So that's the first point.
所以这是第一点。
The first C, Christ.
第一个 C 就是基督。
The second point.
第二点。
Is that Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, died on the cross to save us from our sins.
耶稣基督为神的儿子，死在十字架上，为了就是要救赎我们，从我们最终救赎我们。
He paid the full penalty for our sins.
他为我们罪付出完全的代价。
And he paid that price for us so we could have eternal life.
而他为了为我们付了这赎金，让我们得到永生。
The third point.
第三点。
Is that because we love Jesus for what he's done for us.
因为我们为爱基督，因为他为我们所做的事。
We want to keep his commandments.
我们要遵守他的诫命。
Not to be saved.
不是为了要得救。
But because we are saved.
但是因为我们已得救。
Because we have a relationship with Jesus,
与我们与耶稣有一个关系
and because we love Him,
与我们爱他
we want to obey Him.
我们要遵从他
Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments."
耶稣说，你若爱我，就遵从我的诫命
Isn't this easy?
是不是很容易呢
Now, should you get into the Sabbath at this point?
在这一点，你应该进入安息日吗
If I'm just beginning to talk with someone,
你刚开始与人交谈的话
not at all.
当然不要
because they will ask that question later.
因为他们之后就会问到这个问题
Or they may even ask it right then.
可能当时他们就会问到
If they ask it right then, say this.
如果他们直接问你，你就说这样
I can't explain it in 5 minutes. I would love to do a Bible study with you on it.
我不能五分钟内跟你解释，我要与你查经，可以吗
That will continue their curiosity.
这会继续的吸引他们的好奇心
Does that make sense?
有道理吗
And then, as we love Jesus and as we keep His commandments,
当我们爱耶稣，当我们守他的诫命的时候
we look forward to Jesus coming again.
我们期盼他的再来
All of our church's beliefs can be summed up, and all the Bible teachings can be summed up in these 4 points.
我们教会所相信的，可以说我们所有啊圣经所教导的，可以在这四点中可以教导到。
How beautiful is that?
非常的完美，对吗
？You see, I told you it was so simple. You'd wonder why you didn't think of it before.
我当然我开始可以讲了，是这么简单，你会想为什么我之前没有想到
？Now I know in other languages it's not the same acronym, but you can develop your own.
当然，不同的语言有不同的这个缩短的语，可是我们可以想想我们自己如何缩短这些这四点。
But the most important thing is to cover these 4 points.
但最重要的是，就是要有这四个重点。
If they ask more, I'd love to share that with you. Let's do a Bible study.
如果他们更深入的问你，就是说非常好，我可以与你约个时间来查经吗？
Now, when people ask you the question, "What makes your church different than mine?" or "What does you believe?" you don't have to go.
现在如果别人问你你的教堂相信什么，或者你的教堂与别人有什么不同的话，你就不需要唉声叹气了。
You can say, "I would love to share with you what my church believes."
你可以说我非常高兴要与你分享我的教会的信仰。
Let me share that with you in 3 minutes.
要让我3分钟内跟你解释。
That way you don't wear yourself out.
你不需要让你自己变成很疲倦。
And you don't wear them out.
也当然不要让他们成为很疲倦的人。
And the next time they talk to you, they'll be even more interested.
下一次他们与你交谈，他们会更有兴趣。
Will you remember the last part of the fourth method?
你记得第四个重点是什么吗
？It's to share your personal testimony.
就是fourth 的方法的最后一点是做什么呢
？And many people today, for many people, this is the most powerful thing that you can share.
就是要做个人的见证，而见证是我们能说出最有力的一个分享。
Many people say, "But how do I do it?"
很多人说我怎么样分享啊
When I share with someone, what do I share?
我与人分享的时候我要分享什么
Some people even say, I don't feel like I have a testimony.
有些人甚至说我发现我自己根本没有一个见证
I've always been in the church.
我一直在教会里
Well, let me tell you something.
我告诉你一件事
Just because you were raised in the church.
因为你在教会里成长
Just because you were a third or fourth generation Seventh-day Adventist.
可能你是第三代、第四代的复灵信徒。
That does not mean that you don't have a testimony.
不代表你没有见证。
It simply means this.
只是代表这件事。
That without Christ,
没有了基督,
you are just as lost as anyone out there in the world.
你跟世界的人没有什么两样。
You'll go to hell just as fast as anybody else.
你跟其他人会一样快的会到地狱去。
Being raised in the church does not give you a ticket into heaven.
在教会长大不代表你有一个门票进入天国。
It does not guarantee you eternity.
不代表你有永恒。
And so we need to realize that everybody who has a relationship with Christ should have a testimony.
所以我们要知道每个与基督有关系的人都要有一个见证。
I want to look with you in 1 John chapter 1.
让我们翻到约翰一书第一节。
Verses 1 through 4.
第一到第四节。
He says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
所以说论到从起初原有生命之道就是我们所听见所看见亲眼看过亲所摸过的。
The life was manifested and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you,That eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
所以说这生命已经显现出来我们也看见过现在又做见证将原与父同在且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。
Now I want you to specifically focus on verse 3.
非常的我们要专注在第三节。
He says, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you.
所以说我们将所看见所听见的传给你们
That you may also have fellowship with us And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ
使你们与我们相交我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的
And these things we write to you that your joy may be full
我们将这些话写给你们使你们的喜乐充足
And so what John was saying is this
所以约翰在说的是这件事
He said the reason that the things we declare to you are so powerful
他说为什么我们对你说的话如此的有力
The reason that they are so convincing
为什么如此的有说服力
Is because we are simply sharing what we have seen and what we have heard
因为我们分享的是我们所看见我们所听见的
In other words, he's saying this We saw Jesus
他说我们看见了耶稣
We touched Jesus
我们触摸了耶稣
We heard Jesus
我们听见了耶稣
We spoke to him
我们与他交谈
He spoke to us
他与我们交谈
We saw him die on the cross
我们看见他死在十字架
We saw him put in the tomb
我们看见他在坟墓里
But we saw him raised from the dead
我们看见他死里复生
And we saw him alive after he had been crucified
我们看见他被钉十字架过后他还是活着
We see how he has changed our own life
我们看见他如何改变我们的生命
How he has made us new.
如何更新我们?
How we are not the same men that we were before.
我们不再是以前的人了。
And he says, that is what we declare to you.
这就是我们向你说的。
So that you can also have the same fellowship with him that we have.
好让你与天父与耶稣也有一样的相交。
And so that your joy can be full.
好让我们喜乐能充足。
So what was John saying?
所以约翰在说什么呢?
He was saying, we are declaring our personal testimony.
他还说我在说我们的个人见证
What God had done for him personally
上帝亲自为他做的事
This is one of the most powerful sermons that you could ever think about preaching
你能想象最有力的证道就是你的见证
People can argue with your theology
别人能与你的神学争论
They can argue with you about the Sabbath
他们能与你的安息日争论
Or anything else
或者其他你的神学的这些要点
But people cannot argue with what God has done in your life personally
那是他们不能与你的上帝为你做的事争论
Because what you once were, you no longer are
为你之前所试了，你现在已经不是。
Not by your own power, but from a power outside of yourself.
不是因为你自己的能力，而是因为外在的能力。
So every chance you get, you should share your personal testimony.
所以你每次有这机会的话，你就要分享你自己的见证。
When we share a testimony, what should we share?
当你先分享见证的时候，你要分享什么呢？
It's very easy.
非常的容易。
So easy, once again, you were going to wonder, why didn't I think of this myself?
如此的容易，你自然会想，为什么我自己没有想到？
There are three parts to your personal testimony.
你的个人见证有三个部分。
Number one.
第一。
Your life before you met Jesus.
你遇见基督之前的生命。
Very simple.
非常的简单。
The life you lived before you met Christ.
你遇见基督之前的生活方式。
The second part is this.
第二是这样。
How did you accept Christ into your life?
你如何接受基督进你的生命？
What led you to accept him?
什么引导你进入啊接受他？
And thirdly,
第三。
Your life since you have met Christ.
你遇见基督之后的生命。
So your life before you met Christ.
所以你遇见基督之前的生命。
The process of which you accepted Christ.
你如何接受耶稣？
And your life since you have met Christ.
还有你认识耶稣之后的生命。
Isn't that easy?
是不是很简单呢？
How many of you think you can do it?
你们谁认为你们可以做到？
Every one of you can do it.
每个人都能做到。
Now let me get a little bit more specific.
让我更加的详细。
On each section. Number one, your life before you met Christ.
第一就是你遇见耶稣之前的生命。
These are the kind of questions you want to answer as you are sharing.
当你分享的时候，这些是你要回答的问题。
What things were most important to you before you met Jesus?
你遇见耶稣之前，哪一些事情对你来说是最重要的？
What did your life revolve around?
你的生命环绕于哪些事物？
Maybe for somebody they were hungry for money.
可能有些人喜欢钱财。
Maybe for somebody they were using drugs.
可能有些人在吸毒。
Maybe for somebody it was relationship.
可能有些人是感情上的问题。
What was it that was most important to you?
在你的生命当中之前是什么是最重要的？
Striving to be the best at your workplace.
要在你工作岗位上做的最好呢？
For all different people, it's different things.
在不同人的生命中是不同的事物。
Why were those things important to you?
为什么这些事对你来说重要呢？
You know, every one of us has this void in our heart when we don't know Christ.
每个人在我们的心中都有这个空虚。
This thing that continues to, it's like a black hole within ourselves.
就像在我们心里的这个所谓的黑洞。
It's painful.
非常的痛苦。
And it never can seem to be filled.
似乎不能填满。
So for some people, they want more money. They think that will satisfy their heart.
对有些人，他们要更多钱财，他们以为这个能满足他们的这个空虚。
For some people, it's a bigger house or more cars or whatever.
有些人是更大的房子，更好的车辆。
For some people, they look to other people, relationships to fill that void.
有些人喜欢在感情方面要完成这点。
But that void can never be filled unless Christ fills it.
但是这空虚。永远不能被填满，直到基督填满它。
You know, for me personally, it was always wanting to be the best.
对于我来说，我是一直要做最好的。
I played sports.
我做运动。
I was good in school.
我在体育好，我在学校也好。
I was one of the best football players in the whole state.
我是在整个啊，我的州，美国的一个州里，我是最好的美式足球员。
But I was empty.
但是我还是空虚的。
I turned to drugs and alcohol.
我转向毒品啊！我转向酒。
Relationships and money, I turn to everything.
我转向钱财，我转向感情方面，我转向所有的事物。
Trying to satisfy that void.
想要满足这空虚。
So what was it for you?
但是对你来说是什么呢？
How did you try to satisfy that need in your life?
你如何填满你心中这个空虚呢？
That's what you talk about when you before you met Christ.
这就是你探讨在你人生遇到耶稣之前的。
If you were raised in the church, it's the same for you.
如果你在教会里成长也是一样。
We all have that same craving when we don't know Jesus.
当我们不认识耶稣的时候，我们有同样的这个欲望。
So we talk about that.
所以我们说到第一点。
Then the second part is how we accepted Christ.
第二部分是我们如何接受基督。
When did we first hear the message about Jesus?
我们如何第一次听到基督的信息。
What was our reaction to that message?
我们的反应是如何。
Maybe you got angry.
可能你生气。
Maybe you said, there's no way I would follow that man.
可能你说我永远不会跟随这个人。
That happened to me.
这对我来说是曾经发生过的。
Maybe you were happy.
可能你是开心的。
And in that moment, you knew that that was exactly what you've been looking for all of your life.
当场你就知道这是你人生中在寻找的东西。
You may have responded different ways.
你可能有不同的反应。
When did you first begin to feel positive towards the gospel and why?
你第一开始如何与正面的方式面对这个福音？
Maybe there was somebody in your life that was a good example to you.
可能你生命中有一个非常好的榜样。
It's different for everybody.
对每个人来说都是不同的。
And then describe what was the moment in time when you made that surrender to Christ.
然后就描述当时你如何接受耶稣。
For some people like me, it was a one, it happened in a moment.
可能对我来说是在一刹那间的这个事情。
I knelt down beside my bed and I accepted Jesus.
我跪在床边，我就接受了耶稣。
For other people, it may have been a process of time.
有些人可能是与时间的流啊过程一样。
But we should always talk about that moment when we accepted Christ, when our life changed.
但是我们一直都要说的是我们。接受基督的那一刻，当我们生命改变的时候
，This is the most important part of your testimony.
这是你见证中最重要的。
I want to make an important note here.
我要说一个啊，我要跟你讲一个非常重要的东西。
This, if you're sharing your testimony with someone that doesn't know Christ,
如果你一个不认识基督的人分享。
Don't focus, do not focus on things like how you accepted the Sabbath or how you learned the truth about God's end time church.Those things are not relevant to that person at that point in time.
不要专注于可能你如何啊接受安息日的信息啊，你如何接受我们教会是渔民教会的信息，这些对他们当时不是最重要的。
But rather focus on how you accepted Christ.
专注于你如何接受基督。
Those other things will come later, and you can share them later. But that is not the right time.
其他事物之后就会来到，而你之后可以与他们分享，但是当时不是最好的时刻。
And then the third part is.How has your life been since you accepted Christ?
第三个部分就是说到你接受耶稣之后的生命如何。
How has Jesus satisfied the need that you've always had? How has he been the one that's fulfilled that which you've always been looking for?
基督如何满足你生命中的需要？你一直在寻找的基督如何遇到你的需要？
How has your life been different since you accepted Christ?
你接受耶稣之后，你生命中有什么样的改变？
What does Christ mean to you today, personally?
基督今日对你来说有什么意义
？Now, real quickly, just some helpful hints.
很快的，给你一些提示。
Just some things that you should and should not do.
你应该还有你不应该做的事。
I'm just going to run through these very quickly.
我要很快的说到。
Be careful that you share what God has done in your life and not what you have done.
你要分享的是上帝在你生命做的事，不是你自己做的事。
Don't brag and say, "Well, I've done this and I've done that."
不要炫耀说，哦，我做这件事，我做了那件事。
Because you haven't done anything without Jesus.
你没有耶稣，你什么都没有做。
Amen.
Amen.
Secondly, never glamorize sin.
第二，不要荣耀罪啊。
Be careful in giving details of things of your past that may be too graphic for your audience.
当你说到你过去的记。罪恶可能太过不恰当的话，就不要分享。
For instance, for me to talk about drinking alcohol, in a typical group, I need to not mention it in detail.
如果我在一大组人面前我要分享，可能我喝之前是喝酒了，我不能分享太多的细节。
I don't need to get all into all the times when I was drunk and did foolish things.
我不会说我醉的时候啊，做这些傻事的时候。
The exception to that is this.
唯一的例子例外是这样。
Let's suppose I'm sharing my testimony with a man who's an alcoholic.
可能我一个酗酒的人在交谈。
Would it then be more appropriate to share more specific things with that type of person?
如果我更仔细的说到，会更恰当。
Yes or no?
对吗
？You need to make sure that you tailor your testimony to the needs of the person.
我们要保证我们所说的话都遇到别人的需要。
Avoid very dogmatic terms.
不要说一些非常你别人不了解的字语。
The Adventist language.
可能说不要说这个复灵信徒的语言。
Terms like I came to know the truth.
可能说哦，我开始了解真理。
Or I've been washed in the blood.
我被上帝的宝血洗净。
There's nothing wrong with these things.
这些字眼是没有错误。
But when we're dealing with people that don't know God, those can be intimidating.
当你不信上帝的人分享的时候，这些字眼非常陌生，也非常的让人感到有这个压力。
But use more things like my life is more peaceful now.
可能说我的生命已经更加平静了。
I'm thankful that God has a plan for my life.
我感谢上帝在我生命中有个计划。
I'm not the same person I used to be.
我不是一样的人了。
Those are much more appropriate terms for people who are not of faith.
更恰当的人与这些不信主的人分享。
Be real and sincere.
要非常真诚，非常的诚恳。
Don't give people the idea that now that you're a Christian, all your problems are gone.
不要让人以为哦，你成为基督徒，你的问题全部都没了。
That's unrealistic.
这是不实际的。
Am I right?
对吗
？But help them see that you still have problems, but now what's different is that you have a source of strength to help face those problems.
让他们看见你还有问题，问题还存在，但是你有一股力量，外来的力量给你这个推动力来解决这问题。
Don't be critical of other people or other churches.
不要说啊，讲别的教会的人的这些坏话。
Even if it's someone that caused you deep pain in your life，
就是说他们对你的生命中产生了非常多的痛苦。
Because that is not the way that Christ would do。
因为这不是基督所会做的事。
Don't be religious or preachy。
不要太啊，所谓的宗教性，不要再对跟别人一致的讲道。
Remember that you are not giving that person a Bible study。
你不是给人查经。
Only share one or two texts。
最多只用一到两个章节。
Maybe a special promise that means something important to you.
可能一个特别的应许对你非常重要的。
No more than two Bible texts.
不能超过两个圣经章节。
Build your Bible study around a theme.
你的查经要有这个主题。
Maybe you were looking for purpose in your life.
你这个见证要有主题，可能你在寻找一个目的。
Maybe you dealt with some type of terrible tragedy in your life.
可能你在你生命中面对任何的一个悲剧。
Focus on that area of your life and talk about how Christ has given you victory.
你在这生命中的这个区域，你就专注一点，然后你就分享。
Don't always focus on the negative, but dwell upon the positive, the promises of God.
不要一直讲负面的东西，要讲正面的东西，上帝的应许。
Then the last three, practice your testimony several times.
只有三个，就是第一个就是要训练一直。讲出你的个人见证。
Pray each day that God will bring someone into your path in which you can share your testimony.
每天祷告上帝要带一个人进入你的生命，当天你能与他分享你的见证。
And when you have the confidence of that person, present your testimony to them and show them how Christ has changed your life.
当你赢得那个人的信心的时候，你能与他们分享你的见证，而且分享基督如何改变你的生命。
Again, when you share your testimony, it's one of the most powerful things that you can share.
当你与别人分享你的见证，是你能分享最有能力的事。
And as you share it, it will change people's lives, it will melt their hearts.
当你分享的时候，你可以改变别人的生命，你也能融化他们的心。
I hope that in this section, you've learned some practical tools that you can take with you.
希望在这一堂课里你学到非常实际的这些工具。
I encourage you to practice these things.
我鼓励你训练这些你所学到
的。Write out your personal testimony.
写出你自己的个人见证。
Share it with someone that you know you're comfortable with.
与别人分享。
And God will help you to continue to share it with others.
上帝就会帮助你与别人分享。
Before we close, just a reminder.
我们结束之前只是要提醒你
that your success does not depend so much on your accomplishments and your knowledge.
你的成功不是建立于你的知识或你的成就
as upon your ability to find your way to that person's heart.
你的成功在乎的是你能不能找到进入他的心房的门
How many of you want to allow Christ today to use you to win hearts for him?
这里谁要让基督用利用你来为
Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you so much today that we can learn practical tips on how to share with others. May you bring us in contact with people each day. And may you give us divine appointments and people that are open.
跟这些开放的人
and that we would be willing to share.
能够分享
We thank you so much
我们如此感谢你
for the example that Jesus gave us.
基督给我们的例子
And we pray that it will become real in our own lives.
我们祷告你会在我们生命中是真实的
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求
Amen.
Amen.